His disciples said to him, "If that's the case of a man with his wife, it's better not to marry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." I think what our scriptures point out to us today is that we have difficulty seeing things through God's eyes, understanding what His ways are, because we're locked in our own way of thinking, and that's how we fall into sin. But what is the remedy for us being able to move out of our own selves and to see things a little bit better through God's eyes? Our first reading talks about what? It's Joshua just going through all these moments of his history. His history that actually existed long before he existed. He just goes through this paean of thanks for God, for all his mighty works, for what he's done for the people of Israel, what he's done in his own life, and just recounting over and over again before the people who he's leading, this is who we are, this is where we've come from, this is what God does for us. So we should have confidence going forward that he's going to care for us. Each time we fall into sin, whatever it might be, whether it's the fact that we think we need to make ourselves greater than ourselves through some aggrandizement or gossip by tearing somebody else down, or by any other sin which we tear at the unity of the fabric of the church, of our family, of our own lives, the remedy for that is a deeper trust in God that is only found when we recognize what God has actually done for us. What are the things that we're thankful for? As I was going through this morning, I thought of what I'm thankful for. I was thankful for the first thing that I did when I woke up in the morning, which was that I was able to take a glass of water to refresh myself. And that water also cleansed my body in a shower. To think of all these natural things that I had, but also when I was walking in, that everything for the liturgy was already prepared, because my right hand, my mano derecha, Deacon Marvin, came and set things up. For those of you who are devoutly gathered on this day early in the morning, because you want to love God more. But even more than that, for all the various things which God has given me that allow me to be his priest. For those priestly hands that gave me new life in baptism, for those priestly hands that not just bless me, but remove sin from me, giving me the absolution of Christ in the confessional, and all these graces which the Lord bestows upon me through his ministers, his priests. That's what our Lord is talking about in the gospel. He says not everybody can accept this call, this message of celibacy for the kingdom of God. But to whom who can accept it, they ought to accept it. And so as we go about this time, this Mass, which is Eucharist, meaning Thanksgiving, what are we thankful for? What are the things which we notice that God blesses us with? What are the natural things that he puts in our lives, or the persons who he puts in our lives, and especially the things that he himself does for us that nobody else could even come close to doing? In our struggle against sin, against the flesh, against the wiles of the devil that seek to destroy our souls and keep us from going home, one of the greatest remedies we have is a simple act of giving thanks. Because when we recognize the things for which we have to give thanks, then we recognize the one to whom we give thanks cares for us far more than we can ask for. Or even imagine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.